Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about how to stay resilient to save and strengthen your relationship and the importance of being resilient in our lives. No matter what life throws at us, like losing those we love, financial stress, career, business setbacks, and relationship problems, what helps us to get through the most difficult times is resilience. Resilience gives us the ability to get through and come out of any situation with our head held high. We often focus on problems when they arise, and we may become fixated on the issues rather than what is going to help to get us out of it. Learning to be resilient is to focus on what you want and making it happen step by step. Going through difficult times in a relationship is exactly the same. We need to be resilient. We need to focus on the end result, what we're really looking for, what we want to experience, and not give up the moment something else gets in our way, like an argument, a bad mood from one of you, or a life event that is difficult. Resilient in relationships can help you shift your focus from who is right or wrong to what needs to be done to move forward, to rebuild connection, love, trust, and have that healthy, happy relationship that we all want. If people choose not to be resilient, then they end up spending more time arguing, blaming one another, and creating more of a divide between them. Issues are not dealt with, and so couples end up going their separate ways. A couple that are resilient know that they will not give up on their relationship and will do what they can to work through it together. They will have a goal, a vision, ideally a shared goal, a shared vision. What do we really want? What are we not going to accept anymore? That kind of focus. This then gives a sense of comfort, knowing that you're working towards a better life. You're a team. Especially if there's been an affair, it's really important to focus on the healing and the creating of a new relationship together. So I'm going to share a few principles today that you can adopt to enhance your life, any area, doesn't just need to apply to relationships, to become more resilient in the face of challenges. And let's face it, at the moment, there are so many challenges all around the world. And then, of course, there's individual challenges that we all go through. So these are some tips to help you stay resilient. And always remember that it's progress, not perfection, that matters. You cannot be perfect in relationships. You cannot be perfect handling different life challenges. There is no such thing as the perfect way to respond. We all respond based on our past experiences, our feelings, how our health is at that time, how our mood is at that time. So it's all about, are you moving forward step by step? So the first thing is perseverance. Know what you want and commit to having it, no matter how long it may take you. We cannot know how long things are going to take, especially when it comes to rebuilding a relationship. So we just need to keep going, be patient, and work towards the ideal way of connecting, intimacy, communication, by taking action every day. What can you do every day to show love to your partner? What can you do to improve your relationship skills? What can you do to enhance your life in other areas? What can you do to help you stay healthy, stay positive, and focused? I really believe that you cannot have a happy relationship if you're not happy with yourself, in yourself, in your life. The next is having a plan of action. Always have a plan of action to get you out of any low points into a higher state of living and being. Without a plan, couples get stuck. They bicker, they feel hopeless, or shut down. And this can cause more problems, damaging the relationship further. So take some time to sit down and write out a plan to get you out of where you are. You can write down where you are now, you can write down where you want to be, and then you look at how to close that gap with the right actions. Consistent actions are what brings a couple close together. It's not about going on a 5-star holiday for a week. It's about showing love, appreciation, attention, affection. Those are the things that matter. Making someone feel important, making someone feel involved, making someone feel loved. This is how I approach saving relationships. People come to me because they lack the plan. Often they feel like they don't know what to do. They don't know how to make the relationship better. They're stuck, they're confused, they're wondering, did I get into a relationship with the wrong person? Are our personalities too different? Is it too late? Can the things that I need be changed? Is the chemistry gone? Is the attraction gone forever? These are the things, and they spend time thinking, lots of energy, wasted energy, wasted time going over the same thoughts again and again and again. And that would be fine if it actually helped, but it doesn't. And so the same thoughts just go round and round and round and round. Months go by, no one is actually further forward. So it's all about a plan of action. And if you're stuck and you don't know how to make that plan, you don't know what you need to put on that plan, then book a free call with me. I am still offering them at the moment, whilst I do have the space at the moment. So to apply for that, you will go to my website. You can click there. Also, along with the show notes, there'll be a link. And you can fill out the form and apply to have one of those 30-minute calls with me. I say apply because I can't give them to everyone that isn't really willing to listen, wanting to change, wanting to improve. I really want to speak to people that are sick and tired of things being the way that they are and are ready for a new way of treating themselves, treating their partner, and a new attitude towards their relationship and those actions. And then the third thing I really wanted to mention today, which is so important in life, so important right now especially, but if you can adopt this as a life principle, your life is just going to get better and better and better. So this is to avoid complaining at all costs. Do not complain. It creates more negativity. It creates more negative things showing up in your life. You're going to notice more that you're unhappy with. You're going to feel down. That's then going to make you feel even more off. And then you're going to have more to complain about. And then you'll get stuck in this complaining cycle. It can be easy to slip into a negative mindset when there's stress, when there's uncertainty, when we're criticized or pushed away, rejected, of course. And then we can start to get into a complaining culture, a complaining cycle, either in our own head and we're keeping it to ourselves, but we're constantly complaining. Oh, they didn't do this, they didn't do that, they didn't kiss me, they didn't do this, they didn't say this, they're not doing this. If we're constantly doing that in our relationships or in life, I'm going to lose my job, I'm not going to earn enough money, this person's this, this person's that. That complaining is toxic. It's toxic for the mind, it's toxic for your energy, it's toxic for the body. So make an agreement with yourself today, if you haven't done this before, that no matter what happens, no matter how much you might have the right to complain, I'm not saying that life is easy. I'm not saying that bad things don't happen. Of course they do. But it's like, what is the point in complaining anyway? It's happened. And if you can really train yourself not to complain, Honestly, you feel so much lighter. It's like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. Life seems happier, you seem freer, and then you can focus on moving forward. You can focus on those actions, you can focus on things that are going to make you feel good. You can focus on the relationship that you really want to have and feel good, as I mentioned. So really agree, like, no more complaining. Even if things are terrible right now, saying to yourself, okay, things are not the way I want it. Things are really bad. I do feel hurt. I do feel sad. I do feel upset. I'm not going to waste my energy, my breath, my thoughts complaining. I'm just going to do what I can and hope for the best. And if in your relationship you do feel, okay, I am unhappy with the way that I'm being treated. I am unhappy with the way things are. As we mentioned, of course, the actions. But also, you can ask. You can state your desires. You can say, it would make me really happy if we could do this. Or I would really love it if we did this on a Friday evening. Or I like it when you do this. Thank you so much. That's so great. Praising, positive reinforcement really works. And it's far much better than complaining, either internally or externally. And then the last thing I want to mention as a tool is to self-soothe. When something happens that is difficult to deal with or is upsetting, it can be easy to wallow or dwell in it. Your mind may be in overdrive, repeating the same things again and again, and you may be running all those worst-case scenarios in your head. And this is where self-soothing comes in. Showing love and compassion for yourself to positively bring yourself into a state of peace. Self-soothing is the ability to calm yourself down, to recenter, and continue forward. This helps you to become self-reliant, less reactive, and kind to yourself. It also makes you feel more confident to handle different situations. A confident person makes a stronger partner in a relationship as they aren't afraid to look at themselves and take action to make things better. Being able to self-soothe also makes you less likely to react in a clingy or needy or desperate kind of way, which is really off-putting, really unattractive, and really makes a person not really want to be around you. They can feel pushed and they're bound to ask for more space if they feel that neediness and that clinginess. So it isn't always easy to know how to self-soothe, especially if you're used to pleasing everybody else all the time and not pleasing yourself. So in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about ways to have that self-soothing power, be able to calm and talk to yourself and support yourself to move forward and think more positively, and how to keep going if you're the only one trying in a relationship. So that podcast is coming up next. If you would like more support, if you would like to share any questions with me, get more tips and advice from me, then do join my Facebook group. You can just go to Facebook and type in Nicola Beer Relationships and it will come up. I'm in there nearly every day. I'm creating videos for what the members are asking for. So I'm creating new little videos on things that people want support on. And also, it's not just me supporting you. There are many other people in there also going through the same struggles in their relationships or coming out of the same struggles. And we're all sharing, all learning from each other, helping and supporting each other. So I'd love to connect with you in there. Thank you for listening to the show. From my heart to yours, take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.